Greg and Dan on WMBD. It's 839, 32 degrees. We're very happy to meet us for the first time, to meet this gentleman. He is the president of Bradley University, Gary Roberts. Hi, Gary.
Morning.
Welcome to the Greg and Dan Show. You have already offered to be on as much as we possibly want.
Well, you guys are wearing your Bradley shirts this morning, I figure I better be good to you.
We do not do that for everybody, buddy. I'm telling you, we do not do this. Doesn't happen by accident. It's good to see you. How's it settling in for you so far?
Great so far.
You still got the job?
They haven't fired me yet.
Yeah. Awesome. Talk to us about the nature of what's going on with higher education. It's a challenging time. It's new, a world that you are dealing with. What's on the short list agenda for you as the new president?
Well, we first of all have to deal with an enrollment issue. That's really at the top of the list. We've seen some declines in enrollment, which is a function of several things. I think we were not doing some of the things in the admissions office that we needed to be doing. We weren't using social media aggressively enough. We weren't targeting geographic areas very shrewdly. We just needed to upgrade some of the things we were doing, and we brought in a consultant, and she's just doing great. Our pipeline numbers are looking great for this next year. We don't know what it's going to mean come August, how many fannies we'll have in our freshman seats, but it looks real good.
But you got to get out there and market, because you know it's got to be in kids' minds these days. What does Bradley stand for? What do they have to offer, even locally? So you really need to get out there and in today's world, market to them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's the social media aspect of that? What do you do?
Well, these 16, 17-year-old kids, they live on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and some that I've never even heard of. And we weren't using that as a way to communicate with them. We are doing it much more aggressively.
And the brand of Bradley, what is it? You have a long history and now a position to maybe change the brand. What is the brand of Bradley today? Is it what you want it to be?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, that's one of the things I still need to try and assess as to what the public's perception of Bradley is. But the brand is, we are a very unique institution in that what we provide for young people is not just learning, not just factual knowledge that you acquire in a classroom, but we teach life skills. And we do it not only in the classroom, but we do it in face-to-face conversations with faculty, with mentors, with a four-year residential experience where kids have to have a roommate and learn how to get along with other people, their own peers. You come out 4 years of a residential college experience at a campus like Bradley, and you are prepared for success in life as an adult. And you can't get that with purely online learning, and you can't get that solely taking classes in the evening somewhere. It's a unique experience. That's not to say that online courses don't have value. It's not to say that non-residential educational opportunities aren't valuable. They certainly are, but you put all of the ingredients that Bradley offers together and you have a prescription for a successful life, and we sell that, and young people understand that and appreciate it.
Do you see a challenge coming because of just the general cost of college these days, of really being accountable, saying not only will you go there, you will get a job? Because there's a lot of people who go and may take a general courses and have a big bill that don't get a job and now are in debt. Is the responsibility on you to be accountable as far as your product?
Well, nobody's going to say that they're not supposed to be accountable.
Yeah. I mean, no, but I'm saying that
sort of goes with the territory.
But that's the challenge,
of course,
it?
Yes, it is. And the cost of higher education has just gone up dramatically. And you know, the myth out there that politicians and others spread is that it's just a bunch of irresponsible administrators living high on the hog, and it's not the case at all. The cost of technology has just shot through the roof. The cost of keeping our networking, our broadband access. We have to replace all of our computers every 3 to 4 years. I mean, the expense of staying on the cutting edge of technology and laboratory equipment and engineering and nursing and that is just astronomical. Health insurance costs. A decade or so ago, our health insurance costs were 17% of our salaries. Today it's 25% of our salaries. I mean, we're just seeing costs going up. We have to hire staff to deal with Title IX requirements and Americans with Disabilities Act requirements and FERPA and HIPAA and you name it. So the costs of just running a college, in addition to paying for your faculty, and staff have just gone through the roof. So, yes, it's a huge challenge to keep our costs where kids can pay for it and not come out of school with debt that they can't sustain with the job market and the salaries they're going to earn.
844 WMBD, Greg and Dan Show. We're talking with Bradley President Gary Roberts. Talk about staff for a moment. Staff is a cyclical process. Are you constantly marketing to those people as well? I'm not hip to how that works. You have a lot of people that have been there a long time. People retire. People move on. People move to other universities. How do you market yourself to those folks? Who do you look for to join your team?
Well, it depends on what kind of staff you're talking about. I mean,
professors is what I was really
faculty.
Talking about. Faculty.
See,
yeah,
in
faculty.
Our lingo, we distinguish between faculty and staff.
Faculty is what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. I mean, faculty are the people that produce your product, basically. They're the ones down in the trenches that make the difference. First of all, I have to say I'm terribly impressed with our faculty. We've got a terrific faculty, people who are passionate about what they do, who care about the kids, who really invest themselves in making sure that that their classroom experiences are exceptional. Now, I'm not going to tell you that there, of the hundreds and hundreds of faculty we have, that there aren't a couple of that are not hitting home runs every day. But for the most part, the people I've seen are just fantastic. But it's important that we keep bringing top quality faculty in. We do charge a healthy tuition, and we offer we market ourselves as providing a first-class educational experience, so we have to get first-class faculty. And the challenge is there. Can we keep salary levels at competitive levels where we can attract the best away from other institutions? And so that's part of the challenge of keeping costs down. How can we pay our faculty what they're worth and still not see our cost structure go through the roof?
You talk about branding and marketing, your nursing program. I don't know if enough people know about that. I talked to someone recently. They graduated. It was a married couple, and his wife decided to go to Texas because there's a need down in Texas. And it was basically name your own salary. I mean, nurses, there's a huge nursing shortage, and they said it was a great nursing program.
Yeah, we do have an excellent nursing program, undergraduate as well as graduate. In fact, we do have an entirely online master's program in nursing that has just taken off like a rocket. We were expecting 40 students in the first cohort, and we had 95. And we had a second cohort of about the same size, and we're going to enroll a third one in a month or two. So that is a program that really looks like it has tremendous potential for us. But yes, nursing is one of those fields these days that is hot demand. And so if you come out of our nursing program, you will get a job and it will pay pretty well.
I've gone through the process twice of sending kids off to college. And I recall back then, as they were looking around, that sometimes the cost of Bradley scares people at the front. But there is a lot, but I recall, and help me understand where it is today, that there's a lot of ways to get help.
Yeah,
there's
gentleman's name who he contacts us quite a bit. He goes, no, there's a lot of monies out there. You've got a great staff to help find that stuff.
Yeah, well, first of all, we discount our tuition about 30%, I think is the number. Is that 31% of our total tuition revenue is plowed back into giving scholarships.
See,
so we discount our tuition by 30% to start with. Now, we don't give everybody a 30% discount. We give some kids even more than that and some kids less. But, you know, a majority of our kids are getting some kind of tuition discount. And then there are a lot of other scholarship dollars out there that are not provided by Bradley, but that are provided by other organizations. And we have a financial aid office that helps students identify those. And then finally, if you can't get somebody to give you the scholarship money, there is loan money available. We counsel students to be careful not to take on more debt than if you're going to become an elementary school teacher, you probably shouldn't run up a couple $100,000 in debt because the salary you're going to earn isn't going to enable you to sustain it unless you go through the loan repayment assistance program that the federal government has. But managing your college costs is a big issue for kids.
It is a big issue.
And we try to help them as much as we can.
It's unfair. It may be unique to Bradley, maybe not, but it seems unfair, and you know this game, that a lot of your reputation and success is tied to a basketball program. It's just the nature of the business, isn't it?
Yeah. If I could go back 150 years and redesign the way we do athletics in this country, I would not make colleges the source of big-time entertainment in the sports area. But it's the reality in our country right now. Thank goodness Bradley does not have a football team, because that would add complexity to the issue you're raising. A school the size of Bradley to try and field a football team these days would just be almost impossible. But yes, my life would be a lot easier these days if we were on our way to the NCAA tournament this year. But I think, you know, we have put in place in the last year just some superstars in our athletic program. Chris Reynolds is our athletic director. Peoria boy out of Peoria Central High School. I mean, he's got a PhD, a law degree, played for Bobby Knight. Terrific judgment. He is as good as it gets.
Yes.
I think we may have the best athletic director in the country, at least the best young athletic director. Brian Wardle has just impressed me enormously. I think he really knows what he's doing. He could have gone out and brought in a bunch of junior college transfers and brought in some kids that might be good basketball players, but would not have made Bradley proud. And he didn't do it that way. We're an almost entirely freshman team. They haven't won many games, and you go and watch them, and they make lots of mistakes, but they're great kids. The team GPA last fall was a 3.15. That's unheard of in Division I college basketball. So I'm real proud of these kids, and I'm proud of the coach, and he's building the program the right way. He signed four players for next year, or he signed two and has two more oral commitments from kids who are really going to upgrade the quality of the team. I don't know what I'm talking about, so take this for a grain of salt, but I predict about 10, 12 wins next year. And I think 2 years from now, we might be knocking on the door of the NCAA tournament.
We taped this conversation, and we'll remind you a year from now.
I prefaced it by saying I had no idea what I was talking about.
So, you don't know us, but we'll cut that out.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it. Gary, it's great to meet you. So happy that you're at the helm at Bradley.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in.
I appreciate it. Anytime you want me.
Tomorrow, BU President Gary Roberts right there. Traffic and weather coming up in just a couple of seconds.